SBS Radio. Tukaj smo pri Svetemu Rafaelu v Marylandu, smo ravno praznovali 50. obletnico in lepo praznovanje cel dan sveta maša in potem še v dvorani in potem še kosilo in družabno srečanje z ljudmi, tako da je bilo zelo uspešno popoldan. In tukaj imamo eden izmed organizatorjev tega praznovanja in tudi napovedovalec danes, to je Mark Stariha, ki ga seveda poznamo. In najprej vam čestitamo za to, kar ste danes organizirali. Welcome again, Mark, on the Slovenian program on SBS Radio. Very successful event, a lot of first, second and third and even fourth generation Australian Slovenians that were here, and it was very well done.
Thank you, Tanya, for the introduction. I have to say it was a fantastic day today. First thing I actually want to say is thanks to Olga Luch, because she took on the role of principal organizer, and yes, I coordinated a whole lot of things. Miriam coordinated a large portion, but Olga was the principal organizer and tied in the three celebrations that we had today, so they were quite seamless from the church and into the hall. It was just absolutely well done.
The program itself, obviously a lot of it was another tribute to Pater Valerian as well, and a lot of the pictures that we sort of depicted at that time, the building of the church, and I think there was a lot of people in the audience very emotional seeing a lot of those pictures of the building and of the hall afterwards. So those presentations in both in the church obviously and in the hall, both done by Miriam Stariha as well.
Yes, Miriam, she's got a specialty with putting these slideshows together that make them quite interesting to watch. Sometimes they just invoke these memories that we had, but we haven't thought about for a while. One of the things I commented on during the program was, occupational and health and safety would have a field day if they looked at how the church was built. No helmets, gloves. There was one photo of a man in a trench with steel reinforcing. He was barefoot in the trench. And I thought, how lucky were we that nobody had an accident, and I'm sure that's someone high above is looking down and keeping us all pretty safe here. Miriam put another slideshow together of the wedding celebrations, so the anniversaries of people that were married, some 62 years married, which is a tremendous achievement, and so great to see them going so strong. And the photos that we had were from when they got married, kind of their middle years, and then one from today that Miriam took just before the celebrations. It was just terrific to see.
And also you are amongst those as well, yourself and Irena, for the 35 years.
Yes, that's true, 35 years. And one of the thoughts that went through my mind that I mentioned this was, for me to get to 60 years, that's another 25 years. That's a long, long time. And then I thought in my head, I go to bed with the same woman every night for the next 25 years, and then I roll over in the morning and I look at the same woman and I think I'm actually pretty lucky because I married very well, and I think all the other people who are celebrating today probably did the same thing.
Any tips for those that are newlyweds? Anything that would get you to that 35 that we need to be aware of?
It's a hard call. Everybody's different, but I would say having a common interest. Common background really helps with Irene and I because we've been going out since we were 13, so lots of similar friends and experiences that we can share. But I think it's also just being accommodating. You accommodate the other person and the things that they need, and they accommodate what you need.
Sounds like a bit of common sense as well from that perspective.
Probably. Well, very likely common sense helps. While we're wrapping up these celebratory events, we should just think about today. And the fact that we were lucky enough to have Father Ambrož come from Slovenia to tell us about the last few years of Father Valerian's life and what it was like for him in Slovenia and how he aged and his forgetfulness came through, and a few humorous stories as well. We should always thank Father Darko for being here and having taken over from Father Valerian and kept this community running and still tends to the needs of our community. The other people we should make sure we thank, besides Olga Luch, obviously, and Miriam Stariha for the work that they did, is the kitchen staff. Absolutely fantastic. Olga Konda, Jenny Stariha, and Josie Modriancic, principal organisers in the kitchen, did a wonderful job. Bogdan Balcha, who coordinated all of the stuff around the bar, the drinks, people serving. They were so well coordinated. The serving of the drinks and everything went out very well. And then the volunteer, like an army of helpers that came to serve people to the tables. People didn't have to get up and go and get their food. They were brought food to their tables. They were brought dessert to their tables. And then at the end, not only did all those volunteers who worked all day stay and help, But other people who had been part of the celebration just got up out of their chairs and started to help clean up, packing up tables, chairs, asking what they could do to help. It really was a fantastic community day.
And given we've had, you know, a couple of these types of events in, let's say, in the last year, what do you see as the future of the way forward for this community, particularly here at St. Raphael's?
Oh, it's a very interesting question. I guess you come off on a high from a day like today because we had 265 people seated for a sit-down lunch, plus there would have had to have been at least 30 or 40 helpers that were doing the serving, the kitchen, the bar, you know, and other bits and pieces on top of that. But how often can you do that as a volunteer basis? We like it. We love it. We love our community. We come and we do these things because we want our community to get together. We looked at the population of today. Yeah, you know, we all talk about a bit of gloom because our population is aging. But today there would have been at least half of the hall that was my age and younger. That means half of the hall was second, third or fourth generation people. And they have come here to be part of the community, part of it to be part of Father Valerian's celebration and the bust unveiling, part of it to be there for the 50th anniversary of the church. And we have this strong link to our community. We may not want to go every month, we may not want to go every 2 months, but it's something that draws us together when there is something special that happens. And I hope that continues.
And of course, obviously, the next event will be at Rookwood in November for the next unveiling.
Yeah, I've actually got my fingers crossed for that one. A memorial stone for Father Valerian's been ordered. It is supposed to be mounted in Rookwood and in place in time for All Saints Day. But, you know, some things can always go wrong. We're working on a very tight time frame to get it in place. There was some additional work that had to be done because of the size of the memorial stone, some concrete footings that had to go in. But I'm hopeful and, you know, with a bit of fortune and God smiling on us, it'll be done on time.
And of course, obviously, we will keep all the listeners updated with any changes, if that does change at that point or if it goes ahead. So obviously, we want to make sure that everyone is informed.
I should actually stress the work that Natalie Berisa did for the design of the mounting part of the bust. Marble box sits there with no support from underneath. It virtually looks like it's sitting and floating, and the bust of Father Valerian sitting on top of it. It looks very elegant. It's also very simple. It's not ostentatious. It's nothing really grand about it, but it is something that we can reflect on every time we go and see it. And, you know, following on from Natalie Berzer doing the design, her father organized the manufacture of the steel frame and also of the marble box that the bust is sitting on, and then the mounting of the marble bust. And they really do deserve a great thank you because they did a terrific job. Every time we enter the hall, we can look at the bust, and not only should it remind us of Father Valerian and how great he was, and yes, the bust is probably a younger image than most of us remember, but it was chosen as that healthy midlife Father Valerian. It was after all of the work in the church and the hall was done, but before he started to really age. And most of us, as you said, when we saw him in the photos, that's triggered our memory of him at that particular period of his life, when he was content. The main part of this community had been finished and built, and it was then working and keeping our community together, which he did very well. But the other thing to remember is every time we go through those doors and we go to the hall and we see the bust of Father Valerian, it should always remind us of the hard work that our community put in for this facility, not just Father Valerian. He might have organized it, but also of the ongoing work that Father Darko does, because without a priest here within this community can't survive. And Father Darko has been a fantastic worker looking after our community, particularly our older community.
Yeah, and obviously we hope that Padre Darko will be here for many more years, looking after the community.
Absolutely.
Thank you again, Mark, for your big role in today's celebration, obviously, and what's still to come in the next couple of months. And obviously the whole team, like we said, there's a lot of volunteers in the day.
Yes, I almost forgot to mention the terrific work that Vesna Potch did on the flowers. Absolutely fantastic. They looked glorious, both in the hall and in the church. And if there's anyone who we haven't thanked, or I haven't thanked now, please forgive me. I am getting a little bit older. I do forget people. The fact that so many people were willing to come and help just by a phone call or even just volunteered their help is a really good sign for our community.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.